Success and fulfillment. Impossible without this. I know, brazen statement, isn't it? But I believe it to be true, and you're about to find out why I said that.
Welcome to the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you unleash your strengths and get clarity on your calling. I believe when you find your purpose in life, fulfillment, joy, and success will follow. If you're ready, pop in those earbuds, hit that follow button, and join me on this journey toward discovering your calling.
So success and fulfillment. Is it impossible to have it without this? Well, let's talk about it. So you can have success, but sometimes when we have success, we still feel like something is missing, or that you have to work way too hard for that success. Or maybe you've had success, but it's coming at the price of your health, your priorities, or worse yet, your soul. Yes, you have the paycheck, the lifestyle, and the seemingly perfect life, but something inside isn't aligned with how you really want your life to look. You're exhausted mentally and physically. You know your priorities are totally out of whack, and you may find yourself wondering, is this it? Or like I once said, which was a turning point, is it ever enough? Or maybe you're living in a space right now where you feel fulfilled by what you're doing, and you know it's your true calling, at least for this season in your life, but there's no paycheck coming in. Or if there is, it's not enough to create the life you've dreamed of. So you have the fulfillment, but not the success. And you struggle. You're trying so hard to find that little bit of success. You're tired of feeling like a failure, despite knowing you have much to offer the world. You've been trying to follow the advice of all the other successful entrepreneurs and leaders out there, but nothing seems to work for you. If you are living, my friend, in either of these places, or maybe both, maybe you don't feel successful or fulfilled right now, you're not alone, and it's not your fault. Society has led us astray with thoughts like, just work harder, or you can be anything you want if you just try hard enough, or do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Or how about the good one of, if they can do it, so can you. And you know what? I once said these things to my team members as a leader in the major direct sales organization. But today, I am calling BS on all of them. And I've been where you are. I've been in that place where I've had success, but I didn't feel fulfilled. Or I had fulfillment, but I didn't feel successful. And there's been times in my life where I didn't feel successful or fulfilled. But here's the good news. I now know what the this is to combine them both. And you can also find success and fulfillment when you work within your natural God-given talents. Yes, talents, strengths is the this I referred to in the title of this podcast. And how I started off this podcast, it's the missing piece to have both success and fulfillment. Now, what are your talents? And what does that even mean? So talents are what you naturally do well. And talents can be honed and practiced to turn into your strengths. Talents are already inside of you. You just need to discover them, tap into them, practice them, hone them, and turn them into your superpower strengths. And when you identify what your natural talents are and you do invest in them over time, you can be unstoppable. You will find success with ease. You will feel energized by what you're doing. You will see how to work in a way that aligns with who you are and how you naturally think, feel, and behave. You won't be doing it like everybody else. You'll be doing it your way. And you will feel fulfilled because you are using the gifts God put inside of you. You'll feel authentic and aligned with your work. You will be able to embrace the success that follows because you are truly stepping into your calling. But I want to caution you, because I know, because I've worked with a lot of you and I've heard this from other people, I know you might be tempted to guess what your natural talents are. You'll guess based on what other people have said, what things you do well, and you think that you can take this information I just gave you, lean into those talents that you think you have, and become successful and fulfilled. But here's the problem. You don't even really know what your natural talents are because we don't recognize our inner talents. Because here's the thing, they come so easily for us that we don't know that they are there, or we don't recognize them as a talent or strength. In fact, I'm guessing many of you have once been told that your strengths are weaknesses by somebody who loves you, possibly your parents, your teacher, or a boss, but they didn't understand that that's how you naturally think, feel, and behave. And because they don't think, feel, and behave that way, they saw what the way you did it as a weakness. So has that ever happened to you? Has somebody told you something like in school, the child who gets in trouble for talking too much? As a grown-up, that is a talent. That is a gift that they have for being able to easily have conversations with others. So, all right, here's the thing. Because of all this that I've shared, this is why I am a huge advocate for Gallup's Clifton Strengths Assessment. If you've been following me at all, you know I talk about this a lot. If you're brand new to this, hold on, because you're going to get a lot of information over the next couple of minutes. So what is Gallup's Clifton Strengths Assessment? And maybe you've even been listening to me and like, I really don't even know what she's talking about. So here, I'm going to explain why I'm so passionate about this assessment. Now, this assessment is based on the work of Don Clifton. He's the father of strengths-based psychology and the grandfather of positive psychology. And instead of focusing on what's wrong with people, strength science answers the question about what's right with people. And that's what Don Clifton wanted to do when he came up with the Gallup Clifton Strengths Assessment. And it's based on how you answer 177 questions. 177, not 10 that really don't tell you much about yourself, or 20 that you can learn a little bit. It's 177 questions. I think actually now it might even be 180. I feel like they added a couple. So this online test will measure the intensity of your talents in each of what they call 34 Clifton Strengths themes. And these 34 themes represent what people do best. They categorize all that's right with humankind and what makes people successful. They've distilled down all of that down to these 34 different themes. And here's the cool thing. Immediately after completing the Clifton Strengths Assessment, you will receive your results in a report featuring customized descriptions of your rank order dominant themes. Your dominant themes are what we call your top five or your top 10 themes. They are the most vital ones. They are the ones that if you can live and work in your top 10 themes, you will find success, you will feel fulfilled, and you will have an amazing life. And what I want you to really hear, though, is what I just shared, is that it is a customized description. And this is like no other assessment I have ever taken in my life. And I am an assessment junkie. I love professional development. I love all the assessments. I've done the Enneagram. I have done the DISC. I have done Myers-Briggs. I love human design. Human design is probably the closest to what Gallup does because it really breaks down you and nobody else. It doesn't put you in a category that like, oh, you're the same as me because you are you're a D in DISC. So am I. Or you're Enneagram 7. Hey, so am I. No, with Clifton Strengths, your top five are unique to you. The chances of somebody else having the same top five, 34 themes, or the same top five of all 34 themes as someone else is 1 in 34 million. We call them strengths twins if you happen to run across somebody that has the exact same top five in the exact same order as you. The chances of that happen, 1 in 34 million. Tell me any other assessment that is that unique to you. So you get this customized report. And let's say you have strategic as one of your 34, your top five themes. I have strategic in mine. Your strategic definition, that customized part, is going to look totally different than mine because it's based on how the other themes fall in line. So it's so darn cool. I get so excited about that fact. that it's so customized to you. So here's some of the other benefits of the CliftonStrengths 34. You're going to have improved awareness of your natural talents from discovering your full CliftonStrengths 34 profile. You're going to have greater confidence and empowerment thanks to a deeper understanding of how you can use your talents to succeed. You'll have an easy way to describe your unique talent DNA. This is like your thumbprint. You'll be able to describe these talents to teammates and others using a common language of CliftonStrengths that is shared by millions of people around the world. You're going to have improved performance at work and anywhere, really, when you can use the proven advice and ideas for how to apply your CliftonStrengths in every part of your life. So on that report, they're going to give you tips on how to use your natural talents. And I have another bonus for you on how we can work together to find out even more in depth how to use your talents. You're also going to have success in spite of your weaknesses with concepts and strategies that will help you manage, not fix. We're not worried about fixing things here. We're managing them. You're going to manage what you don't do best so you can focus on getting the most of your strongest talents and strengths. So with CliftonStrengths, we don't really worry about what's down at the bottom 34 themes. We want to focus on what's at the top, but we want to be aware of them. We want to manage them because sometimes they do get in our way of success. So because CliftonStrengths focuses on your greatest opportunities for development and success rather than your weaknesses, you can use your reports to tackle things like your career, finding your calling, working on teams, even in your personal relationships. Plus, when you work in your strengths, you'll be more confident and more likely to achieve your goals. Yay for that, right? And I want to pause here because some of the stuff you may hear me talk about the CliftonStrengths and you may have just zoned out. And I want to bring you back. I want to bring you back to this. Please stay with me here. Is I know this sometimes can sound like a foreign language, and it kind of is. CliftonStrengths is its own little language. Like I said, that millions of others do speak, but it is its own language. And I want you to stay with me because I'm going to share bottom line what it does for you besides showing you your talents in black and white. So again, no more guessing what they are. You're going to see exactly what your natural talents are. So when you do this and you start to understand them and you turn your talents into strengths, you will be more likely to report having ample energy, being happier, and you're probably going to be treated with more respect because you're going to live in your best self. You're going to be less likely to report experiencing worry, stress, anger, sadness, or physical pain. And these are things that Gallup says about CliftonStrengths. Like, this is just not me sharing things with you. This is what they have seen the results show for those millions of people that have taken CliftonStrengths. So if by now you're thinking, okay, Sherry, okay, you've got me convinced that maybe it's time for me to invest in this. I want to give you a bonus surprise. I have 25 assessments that I can give away for free. These assessments are normally $59.99. So if you went to Gallup today and took the assessment, it would cost you $59.99. I have 25 of them that I'm going to give away for free. And here's how you get your free assessment if you're ready to take the strengths. You're going to head over to my website, which is sherrymiterco.com, go to /services. And remember, Sherry's with one R, Miter's with one T. So sherrymiterco.com, sherrymiterco.com /services. On that page, you're going to see the Start with Strengths package because I believe it all starts with strengths. If you want to find success, it starts with strengths. If you want to find fulfillment, it starts with strengths. If you want clarity on your calling, it starts with strengths. If you want to discover your calling, it starts with strengths. Everything starts with strengths. If you're already working in your calling and you want to get even better, you want more success, more fulfillment, more impact, it starts with strengths. Everything starts with strengths. So that's why we call it the Start with Strengths package. You're going to purchase that. What you're purchasing, and it's very, very affordable, I promise you. What you are going to receive is a 90-minute debrief session with me. Because here's what happens a lot of times. You go in, you take the assessment, you get your reports, you will read them, and you think, oh, yep, sounds about right. That's pretty darn cool. How did they know that about me? Oh, yeah, I used to do that. I should do more of that. oh, that's why I'm feeling depressed or unhappy at work, because I haven't been living in that talent theme. Oh, well, this is interesting. I have to lean more into that. You're going to find it very insightful, but you're not going to really know what to do with it. And you're going to miss half of the gold that's buried in your report. I am very gifted at reading people's reports and pulling out the juicy goodness, pulling out that gold nugget that they missed, pulling out what's really being said in that report, pulling out, kind of reading between the lines sometimes, and then sharing it with my clients in a way that helps them take that information and go use it. Go use it so they can find clarity on their calling, so they can find more success in what they're doing, so they can find more fulfillment. And that's what we'll do in that 90-minute debrief session. It's one of my favorite things to do. Not only am I sharing what your natural talents and gifts are that God put inside of you, which is so cool to hear, but it's helping you see how you can really find, again, that success and fulfillment. So we get together for that 90-minute debrief session. So when you purchase that session, you're going to get the first 25 people will get a free assessment to go with it, because normally it's an additional cost. So normally you purchase the 90-minute session and the assessment. You're going to get the assessment for free if you're one of the first 25 to purchase that. And here's the thing, if you are hearing this and you're thinking, well, I want a debrief session, Sherry, I've never done that. And you already purchased, you already have your reports, no problem. Just purchase the assessment, or I'm sorry, purchase the Start with Strengths debrief session. Let me know you have taken the assessment and I'll send you a way to send me your results and we'll go from there. So still love to do that with you. So if you're ready, my friend, to step into that life with success and fulfillment that comes with ease and grace and energy and feels authentic and aligned for the way you want to live your life and keeps your priorities in order, it starts with strengths. So if you're ready, I would love for you to head over to my website, purchase that debrief session. Let's get started. Let's have that conversation. And I'll be waiting to talk to you about your unique talents so you can turn them into your superpower strengths. And as always, my friends, if you have any questions at all, feel free to DM me over on Facebook. Send me an email at sherry@sherrymiterco.com. I'm always thrilled to hear from the listeners. And also just thank you. Thank you for being a listener of the Discovering Your Calling podcast. I don't take that lightly, and I truly appreciate you for being here. We'll catch you next week for another round. Another great interview is coming up next week for the Discovering Your Calling podcast. Don't miss it.
Thank you for spending this time with me. My hope is something you heard today inspires you to take action toward discovering your calling. I just have two favors to ask of you before you go. One, if you found value and enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you might hear your review read on a future episode. And two, can you share this episode with three friends who will also enjoy it as much as you did? By doing these things, you will help us grow the podcast to make a bigger impact on the world. And until next week, remember, you've been created to live a life of fulfillment, freedom, purpose, success, and joy.